Cybersecurity is not a highly visible topic, so it is interesting that there is so much new legislation in Congress being discussed at such a politically important time. In these cybersecurity bills, three important themes keep appearing: protection of critical infrastructure, information sharing, and deterring cybercrime. Critical infrastructure includes operations to society like communications, transportation, and utilities. Most critical infrastructure in this country is owned and operated by the private sector, and it relies on computers and digital networks that make it vulnerable to cyber attacks. The government is not likely to interfere with the cybersecurity decisions of most private businesses. But critical infrastructure vulnerabilities are not just private business issues. It is a national security issue that the government currently has very limited control over. Information sharing is the next important theme. You may have recently heard about CISPA, the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, which promotes the sharing of cyber threat information between the government and the private sector. CISPA has moved on to the Senate, having been recently passed by the House in the face of a veto threat from the Obama administration. Opponents of CISPA assert that its language is too broad and would allow the government to spy on online activities without a warrant. If CISPA poses a privacy threat, however, it is only insofar as private companies are already predisposed to disclose your personal information, because CISPA specifically prohibits the government from requiring disclosure by private companies. Other cybersecurity bills emphasize voluntary sharing like CISPA, though one of the bills also includes provisions for mandatory threat information sharing by private operators of critical infrastructure. Information sharing provisions typically allow for information to flow from the government to the private sector as well. So it is not as if the private sector is feeding information to the government and the government has no responsibility to reciprocate. Information sharing is important because there are thousands of potential cybersecurity threats and no single actor could be expected to know and address all possible threats. Congress may also address cybersecurity by attempting to deter cybercrime, specifically by amending the Computer Fraud and Abuse Act, the CFAA, which imposes sentences for crimes like hacking and trafficking in passwords. Reasoning that higher sentences deter crime, some bills amend the CFAA to increase maximum sentences. Some proposed amendments would also make some CFAA violations into predicate offenses under RICO, the Federal Organized Crime Statute, or enhance punishment for CFAA violations that damage critical infrastructure. These amendments are aimed at deterrence, but it is unclear if heightened sentences are actually effective at deterring cybercrime. If Congress wishes to deter cybercrime, legislators should focus on eliminating the legal hurdles to deny potential attackers the success they seek. Currently, there are many legal barriers to implementing deterrence by employing passive or active measures that deny attackers any success. Through bills like these, Congress is addressing the need to protect critical infrastructure, share threat information, and deter cyber attacks. These are vital goals, but the current proposals have weaknesses. By this time next year, the 113th Congress will be in full swing, and it remains to be seen how many of these issues will continue to be on the table. I'm Jay Kaysen.